This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. The president condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki responding to a question yesterday about whether anything beyond sanctions is on the table.
Well, I think that's why that was called out in the president's comments, as you know. We removed sanctions, the United States, I should say, removed sanctions on Burma over the past decade based on progress toward democracy. The reversal of that progress will necessitate an immediate review of our sanctions laws and authorities, followed by appropriate action. So that's why he called it out. I don't have any additional steps beyond that to predict for you at this point in time.
Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals and appointments hours after the country declared the state of emergency on Monday. Iran said on Tuesday, it has allowed about 20 crew members of a South Korean tanker seized almost a month ago for alleged pollution to leave the country, and they did it in a humanitarian move. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized the tanker and arrested its multinational crew near the strategic Strait of Hormuz on January 4th, saying it had polluted the waters. The development came as Tehran urged Seoul to release billions of dollars of Iranian assets frozen in South Korea due to U.S. sanctions. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vladimir Putin's spokesman claimed the Russian president was not following opposition leader Alexei Navalny's Tuesday court hearing, but instead preparing for a call with participants of a School of the Year contest. Dmitry Peskov said Russia is ready to explain its treatment of Navalny to EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell and others, but will not take their criticism into account. Navalny's hearing at a Moscow court was to consider whether he violated probation terms from a 2014 money laundering conviction that is widely seen as politically motivated. Hundreds of thousands of protesters filled the streets across Russia on Sunday, chanting slogans against Putin and demanding freedom for Navalny. President Joe Biden told Republican senators during a two-hour meeting on Monday night that he's unwilling to settle on an insufficient coronavirus aid package after they pitched their slimmed-down version that's a fraction of the $1.9 trillion he's seeking. United States Senator from Maine, Republican Susan Collins.
And it was a very good exchange of views. I wouldn't say that we came together on a package tonight. No one expected that in a two-hour meeting. But what we did agree to do is to follow up and talk further at the staff level and amongst ourselves and with the president and vice president on how we can continue to work together on this very important issue.
The United States Senate is poised to confirm Pete Buttigieg as the Secretary of Transportation in the Joe Biden administration. He will be the first openly gay cabinet member of any U.S. administration. Julie Walker from Associated Press.
Buttigieg's nomination is set for a vote today. The 39-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and President Biden's one-time rival in the Democratic primaries received bipartisan praise at his confirmation hearing. As transportation secretary, Buttigieg would undertake Biden's wide-ranging agenda of rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, as well as fighting climate change by helping to oversee stronger automotive fuel economy standards to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and support the president's push later this year on a sweeping $2 trillion climate and infrastructure plan. I'm Julie Walker.
The deadliest month yet of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. drew to a close with certain signs of progress. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are plummeting while vaccinations are picking up speed. U.S. deaths are running about 200 below their peak in mid-January. Via remote, I'm Joe. This is VOA News.